And we have told you all day, wanted you to direct you to this very time.
Because
we
got a segment today.
We have a segment and a half of stuff of Michael Irvin like you have never heard Michael Irvin. And we've heard Michael Irvin kind of crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know there was another level without like actually being out with him at the bar or at the club. So he was on the podcast Flagrant 2. Now, Flagrant 2 is a podcast hosted by the comedian Andrew Schultz and the comedian Akash Singh. Akash is a friend, and he's been in studio up here.
How do you know him?
He's from the area, Plano, I think. He's about my age, and he moved to New York to do stand-up comedy, and he was writing for an MTV show that I was kind of into, and we just connected on Twitter. He followed me because he's a massive, massive P1 and huge Cowboys fan, like die-hard computer-level almost Cowboys fan.
How do you spell his name?
It's A-K-A-A-S-H, and then it's Singh with an H at the end, Akash. And he's a hilarious, hilarious dude, and he co-hosts this podcast, and this is what they do in addition to stand-up comedy. He's, like I said, he's been on the show with on the Shake Joint a couple times. I think we should have him on before he has a set, a weekend of dates in January here in Dallas coming back home. So he hosts this podcast with Andrew Schultz, and they had Michael Irvin on, and it was cool because, like me, Michael Irvin is Akash's favorite athlete. And somehow they got Michael Irvin on the show, and it is an hour and a half of pure insanity. And we kind of grabbed the choice cuts, choice nugs for you here, and it's a whole lot of hotel room talk. There's a whole lot of sex talk in here, and just how prolific Mike was in his younger days. Here's an example.
So I went a little fool. I went a Super Bowl. So what? I took a little friends of mine and we went to a hotel room and had some fun. Why we had to make that a big
so
deal?
What? Hey, you didn't, so you didn't what?
Say to them now. They took me through all of that. We ain't won a Super Bowl in 30 years. I said, I bet y'all will leave me in that hotel room now. Leave me alone. Do what you want to do, Mike. Just come on out and give us another damn Super Bowl. We ain't had one in 30 years.
Let's go.
I bet you'll take it now, right?
Yeah.
See, they were busting it up. You can't do this. You can't. Right? Coming there now. So, listen, we understand. Just finish and get back on the field. So, because we ain't won in a long time.
Talk that shit.
They'll take that shit down. I bet you.
So, feed the man. Right. Give the man what he needs.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
No, you're not.
I'm good. I'm not lying.
Okay, so this would become a theme of the podcast. I'm not BSing.
Or I'm BSing.
I'm just BSing, but I ain't lying. And there, the central theme is, look, we were winning Super Bowls when you were letting me deal as many chicks as I wanted in the Super Bowl while we were winning Super Bowls. You got on me for that, and your team hasn't won anything for 30 years. So just let them be. Here's a nice bringing it back to sports for a sex reference.
In my young years, these are my young years, folks. Don't take it now. My young years,
yeah.
I would come off the football field
yeah.
where I was double teamed. I said, well, wait a minute.
You can't go to single covers in the hotel.
They're going to double team me on the football
yeah,
field.
Yeah. Who are you? And why? Now these bitches playing zone?
So, when, you know, I was like, hey, man, go and say, go find your corner, go find your safety. And come on back. No, I'm just joking.
No, you're not.
It's comedy.
Yeah.
It's comedy. It's a comedy podcast, dude.
I get bullshit, but yeah. I ain't lying.
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
that's his.
Yeah, that's his beat, right? That he hits there at the end. His punchline.
Yeah,
his catchphrase.
What was the one?
The Bebe's Kids.
Yeah. That's the Bebe's Kids beat.
Yeah.
In fact, he was the Bebe's Kids guy, right?
That's how we found out. Yeah, about Bebe's Kids. But yeah, I just love the reference there of like, look, you're single teaming me on the field. I'm not getting single teamed after the game.
Right. I'm not single teamed on the field.
Oh, okay.
I'm double teamed on the field. I'm going to be double teamed in the hotel.
If you're a corner, ma'am, go find your safety.
Right. Is Michael Irvin legit funny? Not sports funny? Because there are sports funny people.
See,
to where people will laugh at what they say because they're hanging around this famous person and they want that famous person to keep being friends with them.
I think he's legit funny.
Like, I think Romo is sports funny.
Yes.
Like Romo told, what was the anecdote in the game? I played it the other day, but it was, Who did he see? Gosh, I can't remember it now. I just played it yesterday.
We played a lot of Romo.
I don't know if it was Barkley. No, I'm just trying to remember. He was saying.
Oh, yeah, the Auburn Charles Barkley thing. He's like, oh, I thought it, Charles Barkley led in that category. Romo's not funny.
Right. Like, but people, he thinks he's funny because whoever he hangs out with all the time want a piece of Romo.
Sure.
And so he'll say something that's mildly kind of, and then, oh, man, Romes. And then he's walking around like he thinks he's funny.
I think Michael
Irvin. So it's not his fault.
Now, he might not be able to tell jokes necessarily like a comedian, but I think Michael Irvin is a funny personality. I think he's a hilarious personality.
Maybe Trumpish. He's, like you say, hits the beats. Yeah. He understands timing. And Michael Irvin does, too. He understands the timing of it.
Here's one more before break.
I wouldn't bother nobody in that hotel room. There's nothing real long.
How many ladies in the hotel room?
CTE. CTE. I can't recall. CTE. This is where you can use certain things to your advantage. This is what you do. Right there, right there. That's what I'm saying.
Listen to this laugh.
Hey, it's so funny. Right. Yeah. I meet people all the time. They be like, Michael, we met. I said, met where? It was at one of those. I said, CTE. I don't remember none of that.
No.
What's your name? Putting in a dollar. You know, what's your name?
It's just his laugh, his ability to carry a room.
He's a king, man, because his off the field stuff that happened to him is pretty legendary.
Yeah. Like the most, and among the most legendary.
He really never shied away from it. Or then I think he did kind of a little bit of a, tried to relate, you know, raise a religion force field, but he never really stuck to that because he knew that wasn't him.
I mean, here,
you know, some guys do, some they'll lie about it. Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah.
You know, and he pretty much leaned into it. He, you know, after his career was over in the early 2000s, he was busted in a local hotel room. The cops who were walking in there busted him sitting there naked. Like he was apparently a prostitute that rented out a hotel room or something. I don't know what it was. Apartment. But he was sitting naked with a joint. And he was caught with a crack pipe or a heroin pipe or something in his car, and he said it was a friend's.
Yeah.
He, you know, he got fired from Fox Sports he was working for initially, and then, you know, they gave him a little time away, and then he's right on the NFL Network, and he's embraced by everybody, and he made the first ballot Hall of Famer. None of that mattered at all.
And he's also thought of as like a mentor, like a guy that a young player should go to.
Because he knows that you should stay away from a few things, but he's not saying they're all bad.
And he's also got some stories. So in our next segment, we'll learn what IANs are and what pink toes are.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.